Good day and welcome to WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois. And it's the Spotlight Show. And of course, we are the voice of the Tri-Counties. And we got four voices, four guests today. I have Mr. Beecham and three of his theater students with us today. We have Molly Mellis, Jeremiah Kanelikin, and Kimberly Ford. Welcome, all three of you, plus Mr. Beecham.
Hello, hello.
Yes. Hello. Now, you guys are all actors, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, anyway, we got the big play coming up. What is, Kimberly, what's the name of your play?
It's called Be My Ghost.
Be My Ghost. And who wrote that play?
Tim Kelly.
Yeah. Is it a comedy?
It's a comedy horror, kind of in between, lots of laugh lines, but it kind of cheesy, but there's also some parts that are a little more kind of meant to be a little scarier.
Yeah. What part do you play?
I play Betty Fisher, which would be George Travis, the main character's fiance.
I see. Okay. And then we have Mr. Kanelikin.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Now, what do you go by? What's your stage name?
They call me Jerry in the business.
Listen to that.
Jerry, so what part do you play?
I play George Travis.
Who's George Travis?
He's the lead of the show. He's the author that comes to the inn at the beginning of the story, and basically the story follows his journey.
It's kind of what the whole play is about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of the main guy. All right, and then we have Molly Mellis. Molly?
Yes.
Welcome. Molly, what do you play? What part?
I play Zola Llewellyn.
What's Zola doing?
She is George's literary agent, and she is pretty much just in it for the money, and she's mad that he's not writing because she's not making any money.
Okay. Jerry, I'll go back to you for a minute. Jerry, what's the concept of this story? What's the storyline?
So you come in on a decrepit inn where we meet George and Betty walk in on this inn. They're on their vacation because he is struggling with writer's block.
Writer's block. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, he hasn't been writing. And then while at this inn, they meet a lot of zany characters from a werewolf boy to disturbing taxidermist twins.
Now, it happens at an inn, right?
Yes.
Is this happening at the inn?
Yes. The whole story takes place inside of the inn.
Okay. And Kimberly, how do we get to the inn? How do we get, not to the inn, but to the inn?
Oh, to the inn. So George's Aunt Julia passes away, and so he comes there to see the inn to inherit it.
Yes.
And so we kind of walk in, and the set's all creepy and stuff, and he's just kind of debating if whether or not, like, he does want the inn because he's, like, a horror writer, but Betty is kind of freaked out because it's kind of, like, crazy looking. But that's how they lead to the inn, and there's this big portrait of his aunt on the wall of the set.
Mm-hmm. So in your what part, Molly, what were you now? What was your part?
Zola Llewellyn.
Zola Llewellyn. What's Zola Llewellyn? What's she doing in it?
So
you got to talk into the mic.
She's George's literary agent. She like helps with all his books and publishing and stuff like that. She shows up out of nowhere, uninvited, because she's like tracking him down because he has writer's block and isn't producing any new content. So she's mad because she's not getting any money because he's not making any books.
Okay. All right. So she's got to get him making some money. Now, Mr. Beecham,
yes.
I understand this is your last year at the high school.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm retiring after this year.
Okay. Will you still go on helping with the theater?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope to. We haven't hired anyone yet. I've got some good ideas, and my twins are involved. They're sophomores. They're going to be around for two more years, so I at least will help two more years, but probably beyond that, I can't not be involved.
Yeah, and the fact that what else you got to do?
Exactly. All right, I'm going to get bored quick.
We were talking before we started this interview, and we were going to talk about a little bit. I was going to ask you about the ABCs of putting a play together.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy, right? I mean, it takes a lot of time.
Sure. Yeah. Time's the biggest part of it.
Now, as far as the people that participate in the plays, are they in other things as well, other activities? They play in other sports, or you just have to concentrate on being in the play?
I would say that it's difficult, depending on which sport it is. My kids tend to be like in other fine arts, like choir and band. The three programs tend to share the same kids.
Uh-huh.
You know, they don't all do all three, but the two of the three, or you know, and so we're just very busy down, you know, in that wing of the building where the auditorium is, and sort of its own group of people, its own culture, and it's great. It's
your
awesome.
Own little village.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, and so the ABCs. So you got a group of people. Group of students and others.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Like how, what does it take to put a play like this together?
Well, I mean, we've got 38 people involved, 24 on stage, 14 behind the scenes, and there is at least three other adults that are there with me most of the time. And then you've got the Woods class. It's a double period class led by Mr. Alan Snyder. His kids build our set before our crew paint it, dress it, make it look like it's supposed to look. And then Lisa Kolkmeyer is the Adobe Photoshop teacher, and they design our programs, tickets, banners, posters, and things like that. So those are kids outside of theater that are involved also.
So the shop class that builds the set,
mm-hmm.
So they build that during shop class?
Yeah. His most advanced Woods class is a double period class.
Okay.
They not only do they do, you know, my set, but they do projects for the district. I mean, they were just out and about, you know, I know they poured concrete around the high school and other
really?
Parts. I mean, these guys are, they could build anything.
Wow.
He put our set up in 3 days.
Wow.
It was amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. So you, first of all, how do you decide what play you're going to do?
What I usually do is when I'm doing the year before, when I'm doing the play and I'm seeing the kids in action, I start looking for shows, usually comedy. We almost always do comedy because that's what people want to see.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm looking for a certain amount of kids. Like, our numbers went way down during COVID, and they've been slowly started building back up. And we had a great turnout last year, and we added a bunch of new people. So I wanted to pick a show this year that had, you know, about 20-plus kids, where there would be a lot of different parts. I mean, these are the leads with me today, but in this show, almost everybody gets their moment to shine with the various characters in it. So, and I also wanted to do a Halloween kickoff show.
Okay.
You know, kind of a, you know, I grew up loving Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein and the old, you know, Dracula movies. And though these aren't that scary, but this is sort of a love letter to that comedy of Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
I see. Yeah. Well, if you're just joining us, I have Mr. Beecham and some theater students, and we're talking about the new play that's going to be coming out October 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the play is Be My Ghost,
yeah.
Which is, you say, kind of comedy slash horror?
Horror, I would...
Not horror.
Not really. It's, I mean, we... Aaron Biddles, the band director, had her kids in, and they're in kindergarten and second grade, and they loved it. So it's very family friendly, but there's a few spooky moments, but it's a total comedy that's just set around the horror genre.
Okay. Kimberly, I'm going to ask you a question. Now, have you always wanted to be in theater?
Not really. I actually, the first time, so the kids from the middle school get to watch on the Wednesday of show week the productions that the theater does, and I always, like the first time I watched, I think I watched Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat. I watched it, I was like, that is so cool, but I don't think that would ever be me. And when I, kind of came to the high school, I joined show choir, and my friend was like, this is very kind of similar to the things we do in theater, just not as long of a time. And I was like, this is really fun. I want to join theater. And it is probably my favorite extracurricular I've ever done.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Do you think, will you do anything after this? Do you think you want to keep being in theater?
I can't really imagine not being in theater.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know if I want it to be like something that I do for a long time, but I always want it to be like part of my day or something. So kind of undecided on that, but I do really enjoy it.
Now I'm going to go to Jeremiah Jerry. Mm-hmm. Now, have you always wanted to be in theater? When did you realize you wanted to be in theater?
So I remember the first show I ever went to was the 2015 JCHS show of You Can't Take It With You, the play.
Yes.
And as a kid, I did not want to go at all. I was begging my mom to let me stay home. But then by the first 5 minutes into the show, I was hooked. I went to every single show the school, even during COVID, whenever they had limited seating, I had friends that were in the show, and I went to go see it. I've seen every single show our school's done since. So I knew I wanted to be in theater since that day.
So like when you're at your first experience as a kid,
mm-hmm.
Okay, at what part into the show did you realize, hey, I want to do this?
I don't know. Probably whenever, as a kid, I think it may have been one of the hardest times I've ever laughed. I love You Can't Take It With You.
Yeah.
To my core. It's such a spectacle seeing all these people, like, put it all together. And it's just, as a kid, it's magical to watch come together.
All right. Now, Molly, I'll ask you. When did you realize, yeah, I want to get into theater? What happened?
When I was in middle school,
middle school. You're recruiting out of middle school.
Our sneak preview. It's our biggest recruiting day. It really is huge.
In fifth grade, I was in choir, and I got to come see the sneak preview shows, and I loved them. But then towards the later years of middle school, I really started listening to more musicals. And then my the end of my eighth grade year, I had signed up to join the play, but I got scared and didn't do it.
Oh, no.
But then I watched that play and just loved it. So I joined for the musical, and I've been doing it, you know, ever since.
So you must be quite a singer as well?
I do like singing, yes.
Oh, good.
I hope I'm good.
I know that, you got to pick out a play. So do you just go online, or you have books, or how do you do that, Mr. Beecham?
Online mostly now. Used to be I had catalogs, you know, companies would send, they own the rights. You have to rent the rights to perform the plays and musicals. And now it's almost all done online. But, you read a synopsis, and then if you think the synopsis is going to work, you order a copy of the play, you read through it, and you start thinking of your...
What do they charge you for order a copy?
Oh, perusals, scripts are 10-20 bucks.
Okay.
Musicals about 20. Play, okay. You just less
so
than 10.
So you could afford to get a few of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you get a few of them. You're looking through them. You finally decide on one. Okay?
Yeah.
And then what?
The way I explain it to people is I like to equate it to sports. You have to know your personnel to know what kind of offense and defense you're going to run.
Well, that's true.
And if I pick a show where I don't have the people to run that offense or defense, then it's not going to be any good. So I have to know, not who's going to play the parts, but do I have a few people who could play the lead roles?
Okay.
So when we have the audition process, I'm not going to be left without the main characters.
Okay.
And so that's kind of knowing your personnel is the key. And, you know, that happens by the same kids coming out And I tell them all the time, I want you to become a part of my core, and those are the people I trust the most.
Okay, so a freshman that comes to school, he gets to join theater.
Yeah, and eighth graders.
Chances are they're not going to get a main role right off the bat. They're going to be helping out, work their way up.
Usually,
kind of like sports, work their way up.
But here's the tough part, and you can ask them how they feel about it, but. It's much easier to be a boy in theater than it is a girl.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's why? More, there's fewer boys who audition, and there's more boy parts.
What the heck?
I know. And so the boy, well, right now, one of our bigger parts is a freshman boy. Now, he's outstanding, and he worked with us as an eighth grader. But, you know, I have luckily been able to, the past few years, pick plays and musicals where we were heavy girl, but those are harder to find. I mean, it's like anything else. It's just there's just not as many opportunities for the young women as the men, and then there's double the amount of girls compared to the boys.
Yes. Well, do you ever have a girl plays the part of a guy?
I have flipped them a number of times. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's possible. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I know it's expensive to get the rights to use a play, right?
Plays are cheaper than musicals, and I'll give you the example.
Yeah, just give me an idea.
By the time I buy the scripts with a play and then rent the royalties to be able to perform them a certain amount of time, a play is about $1,000.
Okay.
Shrek, which is the musical coming up, out of the gate to be able to perform it, rent the scripts, the music is $6,000.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So that being said, that's why you got to charge for the tickets.
Yeah. Well, yeah, with the play, we usually about break even. The musical, we will sell a lot more tickets and make more money. It's,
do you do it all on ticket sales, or do you have fundraisers?
We have fundraisers. We got a pork chop dinner we do in December that does pretty well. The parents, our parent booster group, they have a basket raffle at the show. They do concessions at the show, and we do a grand raffle where we give away $1,000 at the musical, and people buy $10 tickets for that. And we sell advertising banners the first of the year to mm-hmm. businesses, and we put them up in the lobby of all of our sponsors and things like that. So anything we can come up with to, you know, give us another dollar, that's what we do.
Okay, because basically the class, the students that are putting mm-hmm. on this play, they're creating the money to pay for this play.
Yeah, we're basically a self-sustaining organization on our own.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's good. So, again, the dates, we're playing the Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
When is it? What's the dates again?
The 4th and 5th of October and the 6th of October.
Okay. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
2 o'clock.
No, 7 o'clock, and then 2 o'clock on the Sunday.
Okay, what do you get the most people for? Which day?
Oh, you know, Sunday is usually a big day because it's also the last day we recognize the seniors at the end of the show, and all the parents tend to show up on that day. But you just never know. Plays, if we can get about 200 a night, we feel pretty good about it. Whereas the musical, sells out, and our auditorium holds about 400 people.
Okay, well, my young actors here, I'm going to ask each one of you to give your pitch of why the listeners should buy tickets and come to this play. So I guess I'll start off with Kimberly. Why should they?
I think for this play specifically, and usually with most of our shows, this play is just absolutely hilarious. It'll have you laughing. It's very family friendly. And just like a really enjoyable show to watch. There's just so many things that'll make you chuckle or smile about it. Also, just the visuals of the lights and the set just look really cool. And the costumes, too. It's just a visual experience. And it's always funny to listen to what the characters are saying and see the story unfold.
And you're in it.
That's right.
Molly, what do you say?
I don't think there's ever a dull moment in this show. there are plenty of characters, no matter how small of a part they technically are, they're all just as big and fun and enjoyable to watch. The costumes are great. The set's fantastic. The lights and sound effects are just, everything's amazing. Yeah. And I'm very excited to be a part of it.
Jeremiah, what's your pitch?
What's my pitch? Well, they said it, but it's a plays people think of comparatively to the musical. They're like, oh, it's like, it's not as much, but this show, I know our tech guys, the guy that is doing the lighting for the show, Jacob Belay, he talked to me about it a little bit. He's put his all into it. And the sound guys, it's just every second there's something going on. Like, you can watch it all three shows and you would notice something different every time. It's just fantastic.
Mr. Beecham, where can they get tickets?
They can call the high school, 498-5521, and ask for Lindsay Becker. She's the athletic secretary. She also sells all of our tickets. You could show up on show night and get them at the door also. They're $10 and $5 for students in the district. And we'll have plenty of tickets available at the door. But if they want to call ahead, they'll certainly take care of you in the high school office.
Sounds great. Well, thanks for coming in today and looking forward to seeing Be My Ghost. So we'll see you in about a week and a half.
Month? Yeah.
Week. Okay.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
It was.
Thank you. All right.